Of course, Pakistan is a neighbor to Afghanistan. It's the country where many people believe Osama bin Laden may be hiding. It's a country of great importance to the U.S. And we're going to talk next with Hussein Haqqani. He was a friend and advisor to Benazir Bhutto. We've reached him this morning in Boston, where he directs Boston University's Center for International Relations. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning.
And I'm sorry for the loss of your friend. You've said in the past day that you think Washington has a lot to account for. What do you mean by that?
The United States, by putting its faith in General Musharraf and not using its good offices to ensure that General Musharraf treats Ms. Bhutto and other political personalities of Pakistan with the respect they deserve and to provide them the security they need, has actually inadvertently created the circumstances for such a tragedy. Ms. Bhutto requested General Musharraf for special security arrangements, especially after the attack on her on October 18th. She named certain individuals in the government she suspected of being interested in her welfare and possibly meaning to harm her. General Musharraf poo-pooed that, and when Ms. Bhutto turned to the United States to at least ask General Musharraf to deal with her requests positively, the Washington response was, maybe we don't need to get involved in all of that. So what I'm saying is that there has been overly emphatic support of General Musharraf, despite the fact that General Musharraf has not necessarily taken all the best measures for Pakistan's welfare, or for that matter, for the protection of people like Ms. Bhutto.
You seem also to be blaming Musharraf to some degree. You write in the Wall Street Journal this morning that the Pakistani government refused help from the FBI or Scotland Yard to investigate this first bombing back in October that she survived. How serious was that offer, and how significant was it that Pakistan said no?
Well, let me first begin by saying that the word blame is a little harsh. I'm not blaming him for causing Ms. Bhutto's death. That blame lies with the terrorists who killed her.
Mm-hmm.
What I am saying is that first, General Musharraf, by the way he has ruled Pakistan over the last several years, the way he has cynically manipulated the political situation to try and take advantage from the West by presenting himself as the only alternative to the terrorists, he has encouraged the terrorists in Pakistan. Secondly, in the specific case of Ms. Bhutto, he negotiated with her not in good faith. The United States supported the process of negotiation between Ms. Bhutto and General Musharraf. But again, the American support was not for the democratic forces. It was to try and get the democratic forces led by Ms. Bhutto to try and bail General Musharraf out of the crisis he had landed himself in the aftermath of the firing of the Chief Justice in March.
And just very briefly, was it significant that Pakistan said no to investigative help from the West, the FBI?
Absolutely. It was very significant because FBI and Scotland Yard have the ability to put together forensic evidence, and they could have identified there are conflicting accounts of what happened on October 18. Was it a suicide bomb? Was it a roadside bomb? Was it a car bomb? All of those accounts were differing. And so far, it's over 2 months, and there has been no explanation of what actually happened. Had there been FBI investigation, people would have had more confidence in it. Scotland Yard, FBI, with their better technology and better understanding of forensic evidence, they certainly would have been able to at least point us in the right direction.
Mr. Haqqani, we only have a few seconds, but your wife was part of Ms. Bhutto's media team, was at the hospital yesterday when she died. Has she told you any more?
She has not told me anything more than we know from the media. She has been very distraught. It has been a personal tragedy for her, for me, for millions of Pakistanis. All of us admired and loved Ms. Bhutto. Many of us did not 100% agree with everything she said in her life, but we admired the woman for her courage, for the fact that she stood for democracy in Pakistan. And my wife is very distraught, which is why, apart from just communicating her personal welfare to me, we haven't had much communication.
Mr. Haqqani, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hussein Haqqani is director of Boston University's Center for International Relations. He's speaking with us on this day that Benazir Bhutto was laid to rest next to the grave of her father, who was also a prime minister and who also met a violent death.